今天下午用撒旦想要得着你这个题目跟大家互相勉励。
And for this afternoon, the topic of mutual exaltation is that Satan has demanded to have you.
先请看路加福音22:31。
Let's turn to Luke 22:31。
路加福音22:31。
Luke 22:31。
主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们。”好塞你们像塞麦子一样。撒旦是灵界的东西。
And Satan belongs to the spiritual realm.
我们人是属肉体的。
And for man, we belong to the physical realm.
所以我们要了解撒旦确实不容易。
Therefore, it is very difficult for us to understand Satan.
但是借着圣经的记载，我们可以多认识他。
However, through what is recorded in the Bible, we can get a further understanding of him.
有人说，如果我们多多地认识神，
Some people say that if we were to understand God better,
我们会更加依靠神，
then we will depend on him more.
也更懂得来敬畏神，
and also we'll fear God even more.
如果我们认识人，
and if we were to understand man,
我们更会尊重人。
We will respect men,
也更会体贴人，
and also understand and also have mutual understanding.
如果我们认识撒旦，
if we would understand Satan,
我们更会防备他，
then we will guard against him,
也会晓得怎么来抵挡他，
and we will also know how to defend ourselves against him.
那这一节圣经是主耶稣对西门彼得讲的话，
and this few verses records what Jesus spoke to Simon.
当时十二个门徒在争论谁最大。
And at that time there was a dispute among the 12 disciples as to who will be the greatest.
大概是这个西门彼得先发动的。
And perhaps it is aroused by Simon Peter first.
他想我年纪最大，我跟主最久，应该我是最大的。
Because he thought to himself that he is the oldest among the disciples and he has followed Jesus the longest time, therefore he's the greatest.
犹大他想，我管钱，当然我最大。
And then Jesus thought that because he's the treasurer, therefore he is the greatest.
有人说，有钱就有权。
Because there's this claim that when you have money, you have power.
那么约翰跟雅各，他们兄弟两个也认为我们兄弟俩最大。
And likewise, John and James, they felt that they are the greatest.
因为我们兄弟两个人跟主耶稣有亲戚关系。
Because both of them, both these brothers, they are relatives of Jesus.
甚至于我们的父母亲还向主耶稣要求过，将来在天国的时候要坐在耶稣基督宝座的左右边。
And also the parents of John and James have once requested to Lord Jesus that they will take the right hand or the left hand of Lord Jesus in future.
主耶稣在旁边静静地听。
And all this were taken to heart by Lord Jesus silently.
主耶稣知道这些门徒已经被撒旦利用了。
Jesus knew that all his the disciples have been taken over by Satan.
所以才在争论谁伟大。
Therefore, they are having a dispute as to who is
the greatest. 所以耶稣教训他们。
Therefore, Jesus told them.
天国里小孩子最大。
That in the heavenly kingdom, children are the greatest.
谁愿意做大的？要先做用人。
Those who would like to be the greatest, they have to be the servant first.
由仆人做起。
That is, they have to learn to serve.
那个时候，主耶稣警告彼得。
At that time, Lord Jesus warned Peter.
说西门，西门，撒旦要得着你。
He says that Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you.
好像在筛麦子一样。
That he might sift you like wheat.
在这个末世，撒旦的工作更厉害。
And during these end times, the work of Satan is prevalent.
所以身为基督徒，特别是真教会的信徒，我们应该防备这个魔鬼的工作。
Therefore, as Christians and especially Christians of the true church, we have to guard ourselves against Satan's work.
今天下午我就根据圣经跟大家谈一谈有关于魔鬼的种种事情。
And for this afternoon, we are based according to the Bible to speak about the work of Satan.
我在研究这个圣经的时候 查考这个魔鬼的种种事迹啊，发觉得很有趣。
And when I'm studying the scriptures and when I look into the work of Satan, I find many things.
好，首先呢，我们来谈谈撒旦就是魔鬼了，从哪里来的？
First, we would like to speak about Satan and that this is the devil. Where did he come from?
经常有一些青年呢，在灵恩会的时候啊，问传道人，为什么神要创造撒旦呢？
And very often, some youth will ask the preachers during spiritual convocations as to why God created Satan.
意思就是说，神是这么的良善，为什么要创造这么凶恶的魔鬼？
And that is to say that God is of such great, wonderful goodness, and why does he create a devil?
好像是说，撒旦是神创造的。
That is to say that it seems Satan is created by God.
其实不是的。
In actual fact, it is not true.
那么到底撒旦由哪里来？
Then where is the origin of Satan?
中国人说啊，人死了以后就变成鬼。
For the Chinese, they believe that once a person dies, they become a ghost.
啊，所以一个人死了以后啊，
Hence, when a person dies,
啊，在头七天，这个家人啊，要非常谨慎的来守灵。
And the first 7 days, the family members have to be very careful to guard the spirit.
啊，一副棺材啊，放在前面。
They will have the coffin in front.
一个人静静的在那边守灵。
And they will guard the spirit quietly.
啊，在他的脚尾巴啊，脚的下面呢，就放了一些祭牲，啊，一些礼物来拜拜。
And they will place some food items as offerings at the feet of the deceased.
因为听说一个死人以后啊，一个礼拜之内啊，会回家来看看他的家人。
Because they believed that when that the spirit of the deceased will come back to visit the family within the first week.
啊，所以这个一个礼拜之内啊，啊，这个东西啊要准备得很齐全，然后啊，准备他随时回来可以吃。
Hence, in the first week, they have to prepare all the food items for the spirit of the deceased to come back to eat.
如果遇到什么风吹草动啊，一只猫啊、老鼠经过，会吓死人。
And therefore, they will be very astounded if a cat or a dog were to rush by.
啊，那么这个守灵的人呐、啊，就会大声喊呐、啊：“某某人呐、啊，你死了以后不要再回来哈、哦！啊，不要回来啊，让我们害怕。”
And the people who are guarding the coffin will call out that will call out to the spirit of the dead that is to not to come back to pester them.
啊，有一些人的观念呢，认为好人死了以后去做神啊，坏人死了以后去当鬼。
And therefore, most of them believe that those who are good after they die, they become a god, and those who are bad, they become a ghost.
这种看法对不对呢？
And is such a belief correct?
意思就是说，魔鬼是由人死了以后去变的。
And that is to say that devil are transformed from mankind.
现在我们来看看撒旦从哪里来。
Now let's look into the origins of Satan.
以西结书28:12.
Ezekiel 28.
以西结书28:12.
28:12.
人子啊，你要为推罗王奏起哀歌，说：主耶和华如此说，你无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽。13.
13.
你曾经在伊甸神的园中佩戴各样宝石，就是红宝石、红碧玺、金刚石、水苍玉、红玛瑙、碧玉、蓝宝石、绿宝石、红玉和黄金，又有精美的骨笛在你那里，都是在你受造之日预备齐全的。14.
14.
你是那受高遮掩约柜的基路伯。再看17.
Let's look at 17.
你因美丽心中高傲，又因荣光败坏智慧，我已经将你摔倒在地。好，这一段圣经呢、啊，就是在描写撒旦的由来。
And these few verses records the origins of Satan.
有人说这个不是指着推罗王讲的吗？
And some people they thought that these are the words of the king of Tyre.
因为十二节说这是为推罗王做哀歌。
Because verse 12 records that it's a lamentation over the king of Tyre.
其实啊，这个是在描写犯罪的天使。
But in actual fact, it is a description of the angel who sinned.
因为十三节说你曾经在伊甸神的园中。
Because in 13, it mentions that you were in Eden, the garden of God.
推罗王啊，不可能在伊甸园中。
The king of Tyre could not be in the garden of Eden.
在伊甸园中，只有亚当夏娃跟那些天使。
Because only Adam and Eve and the angels were in the garden of Eden.
14节说你是那受造遮掩约柜的基路伯。
And in verse 14 mentioned that he's the anointed garden cherub.
所以一般讲啊，这个魔鬼哈，就是从神所创造的天使中的一部分，他们犯罪了。
And hence, that is to say that Satans are the angels that have fallen from all the angels that God has created.
17节说啊，这些天使非常的美丽。
And verse 17 mentions that the angels are very beautiful.
又充满着荣光。
And they are full of splendor.
因此，他们骄傲了。
Therefore, their heart become proud.
以赛亚书说他们要超越神。
The book of Isaiah mentions that they want to surpass God.
所以神就把他们摔倒在地。
Therefore, God cast them to the ground.
所以从这些圣经我们知道，魔鬼就是犯罪的天使。
Therefore, from these few verses, we understand that devil are the angels who have fallen.
那么天使有好多种。
And there are many kinds of angels.
好像米迦勒。
Take for example Michael.
像加百列。
Take for example Gabriel.
像撒弗拉。
Take for example Saffron.
还有基路伯。
And also the cherubim.
那么这里告诉我们，魔鬼是那些犯罪的基路伯。
But here it records that Satan are the ones who are the cherubs that have fallen.
就是在很多天使里面的一种，一部分，他犯罪了。
And that is, there are one kind of angels among all the angels that have sinned and fallen.
所以呀，魔鬼不是神创造的。
Therefore, devils are not created by God.
是犯罪的天使被神驱逐到地面上来。
They are fallen angels that were cast down to the ground by God.
也因此让我们知道魔鬼并不是很难看的。
And that is to let us understand that devils are not ugly in appearance.
好，十二节说你无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽。
Verse 12 mentioned that they were the signet of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
今天呢，有很多人看到魔鬼啊，都长得很不好看。
And today, most people deem the devils as ugly in appearance.
啊，有人说这个中国的鬼啊很难看啊。
And most people say that the Chinese devils are ugly.
啊，中国人的鬼啊都是头发长长的。
That is, they have long hair.
脸色啊灰白的。
And pale countenance.
啊，舌头长长的。
And with long tongues.
走路啊，这个不沾地的。
And they will float above the ground.
用飞的。
They fly.
甚至于两手在前面的，用跳的。
And they may even jump with two hands in front.
好像看起来都很难看。
It seems like they are ugly in appearance.
可是我发现我在看电视啊，发现这个洋鬼啊更难看。
However, I discovered that when I watch movies that is when I watch TV programs, the Caucasian devils are even worse.
这个脸呢、啊，一块一块的哈，颜色都不同。
And they are multi color.
还会长脚。
They have horns.
嘴巴里面、肚子里面会跑出很多蛇啦、蝎子啦、蜈蚣啦、肮脏的东西。
And from the mouth and the stomach of these devils will come out all kinds of reptiles and evil creatures.
其实啊，这些都是魔鬼的显现。
In actual fact, all these are the manifestations of the devil.
真正的魔鬼啊，很漂亮。
The real devil is a beautiful one.
非常有智慧。
And full of wisdom.
所以有些时候啊，这个魔鬼会显身非常漂亮的男人啊、女人啊，跟人谈恋爱。
And that is to say, sometimes the devil, they will transform themselves as beautiful men or women to come and seek love in the world.
曾经有一位教会的人呢、啊，还看到魔鬼变成传道者跟他讲话。
And there's also once a church member who has seen a devil transforming himself into a preacher to speak to him.
讲了讲了，突然间没有了。
And halfway through their conversation, he suddenly vanished.
所以我们要知道，魔鬼不是长得很难看。
That is to say that angels are not ugly.
他是既美丽又聪明。
They are not only beautiful, but also very wise.
因此他才犯罪了。
And therefore they sin.
那么神啊，把他们从天堂啊赶到地上来。
And therefore God cast them as profane things down to earth.
就成为现在为非作歹的这些撒旦。
And now they became the evil Satan.
我们再看看魔鬼有几个。
Let's look at how many Satans, how many devils are there.
请看启示录十二章第三节。
Let's look at Revelation 12 verse 3.
启示录十二章第三节
Revelation chapter 12 verse 3
天上又现出异象来有一条大红龙七头十角七头上戴着七个冠冕第四节
verse 4
它的尾巴拖拉着天上新成的三分之一摔在地上这里记载有一条大红龙
Here it records there is a great redDragon.
这个大红龙啊，就是魔鬼头了。
And this great red dragon is the leader of the devils.
那么这个大红龙啊，他犯罪了。
And this great dragon has sinned.
所以他从天上啊被赶下来。
Therefore he is cast down from the heaven.
那大红龙要到地上来的时候，他的尾巴啊就拖拉着天上星辰的三分之一一起摔在地上。
And when this red dragon is cast to the ground, his tail swept down a third of the stars of heaven.
这个天上的星辰啊，就是天使。
And the stars of heaven refer to the angels.
就是这个魔鬼头，他犯罪的时候，把天使啊拖啊拉三分之一下来。
That is to say, this great red dragon, the leader of the devils, when he sinned, he swept down a third of the angels down with him.
所以撒旦有多少呢？我们大概知道，大约是天使的三分之一。
So how many devils are there following Satan? We will know that's about a third of them.
啊，不过这个三分之一啊，在神学上啊有两种看法。
However, from the perspective of theology, there's two kinds of this interpretation.
第一种看法是所有天使的三分之一。
And first interpretation is that it is one third of all the angels.
那第二种看法就是犯罪的基路伯这一部分的天使的三分之一。
And the second interpretation is that it is the fallen cherub and it is a third of them.
不管哪一种三分之一，我们都知道天使比魔鬼更多。
But whichever interpretation it is, we knew that the angels are more than the devils.
而且主耶稣可以继续创造天使。
And also Lord Jesus is able to create more angels.
何况一个主耶稣已经够了。
And one Lord Jesus is enough.
那么三分之一有多少呢？我们不知道。
How much is a third? We do not know.
主耶稣啊，曾经说过一句话。
Lord Jesus once said,
说我现在不能够差遣十二营多的天使跟你们作战吗？
That can I not now command 12 legions of angels to combat with you?
那么十二营多是全部的天使呢，还是管战争的天使呢？又是很难讲。
And these 12 legions of angels, are they just the host or the commander? It is difficult to say.
所以圣经说天使有千千万万。
Because the Bible mentioned that the host of angels are great.
我们大概知道犯罪的天使大概是三分之一。
And we knew that those who have fallen are about a third.
好，现在我们再谈谈这个魔鬼啊，也有一个国度啊，自己成的国度有阶级的分别。
Now we would like to speak about the kingdom of Satan. It is one of a hierarchy.Stature.
请看马太福音二十五章。
Let's look at Matthew 25.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
马太福音二十五章四十一节。
Matthew 25, verse 41.
王又要向那左边的说：“你们这些被咒诅的人，离开我，进入那为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里面去。”耶稣说有一个魔鬼还有他的使者。
Lord Jesus here mentioned that there is a devil and his angels.
这里讲到魔鬼跟他的使者，所以这个魔鬼啊就是比较大的魔鬼头，使者就是他的部下，所以这个魔鬼有大有小。
And here it says that devil and his angels, the devil is the leader and the angels are under his charge.
他自己成为一个国度。
That he has established his own kingdom.
因为魔鬼是犯罪的天使。
And because devil is the angel who sinned.
而天使啊，有天使长，有普通天使。
And the angels also have archangels and also common angels.
好像这个圣经记载有一个天使长叫做米迦勒。
And just like the archangel that's recorded in the Bible named Michael.
这个米迦勒专门在管理战争的。
And that Michael, he is the commander of the host of armies.
有一次摩西死了。
Once Moses died.
那撒旦呢，要去抢摩西的尸体。
And Satan want to grab his soul.
那尼加勒就奉派啊去保护摩西的尸体。
And the Michael the archangel was commanded to look after his soul.
啊，于是在这个灵界就发生了大战了。
And hence in the spiritual realm there's the war over the soul of Moses.
就是撒旦的头头跟这个尼加勒天使长开始打战。
That is the head of the devils and the head of the angels are warring against each other.
打得非常惨烈。
And it was a great war.
最后尼加勒奉神的名责备撒旦。
And then later, Michael the archangel chastised Satan in the name of God.
这个时候撒旦才退去了。
Then at this moment, Satan gave up.
这个记载犹大书里面。
This is recorded in Jude.
所以这个尼加勒是专门管理战争的。
Therefore, the archangel Michael is the host of the army.
还有一种天使叫加百列。
And there's another angel named Gabriel.
他是专门在管理这个传达消息的。
And he is the angel who is in charge of spreading good news.
好像这个玛利亚要生孩子的。
And just like Mary who is about to give birth.
那加百列奉派去报告。
And Gabriel was commanded to give her the good news.
那我们说这个犯罪的天使基路伯他在干什么？
However, this angel who has fallen, this cherub, what is he doing?
他是在神的宝座周围啊，在啊站岗的啊，在啊在这个在那边呢、啊，站在。神的宝座旁边、哦、在保卫了，好像有一种警戒的意思。
And these cherubs, they are the guardians of the throne of God.
还有，他是在约柜上面的基路伯。
And the cherubims, they are also the angels over the Ark of the Covenant.
所以犯罪的天使啊，也是属于相当高级的一个天使。
And hence, this fallen angel is also one of a high, noble status.
所以从主耶稣这一句话，我们发现这个撒旦呢、啊，自成一个国度啊。
Therefore, from this verse of Lord Jesus, we knew that Satan has created his own kingdom.
有魔鬼王，有他的使者，一般的小鬼。
And there is the leader, of the devil, and also, the lower ones.
啊，所以我发现这个魔鬼哈、哦，他也有一个组织，也有一个差派的工作。
Therefore, I discovered that the devils also have their own organizations.
好像说这些魔鬼啊，这些撒旦，去负责美国的工作啊，这些去负责加拿大的啊，另外一些啊负责温哥华的哈、啊，所以他也有一些工作的分派。
And that is to say that these devils they have their own responsibilities, just like those who are responsible over the work of United States, Canada, or Vancouver.
哦，我、啊、偶尔会调换调换。
And sometimes the devils will also be in transition of their charge.
这个灵界很奇妙。
And this is mysterious in terms of the spiritual realm.
因为有头才能够支配，才能够指挥。
Because when there is a leader, he can give charge to the rest.
因为他是黑暗的国度，要跟光明的国度作战。
Because it's the kingdom of darkness and is warring against the kingdom of light.
好，现在我们再谈谈呢，魔鬼住在哪里
？Now we'll speak upon their location.
请看约伯记第一章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 1.
约伯记第一章第六节第七节。
Job 1 verse 7 and 8.
约伯记第一章第六节。
Job chapter 1 verse 6.
有一天神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也在其中。第七节。
7.
耶和华问撒旦说，你从哪里来？撒旦回答说，我从地上走来走去，往返而来。这个魔鬼撒旦他住在哪里？
And where does Satan dwell?
小时候啊，常常听老人家说，这个撒旦啊，住在坟墓了，坟墓最多魔鬼。
And when I was young, I often heard that the devils live in tombs, and there are many devils over there.
每一次要到学校去，要经过那个坟墓，都很害怕。
Hence, every time when I go on my way to school, I'm often afraid when I pass by the cemetery.
每一次经过这个坟墓，就好像魔鬼跟在后面走。
It seems like there are devils following me.
所以如果两个人、啊、我都说我走前面，你走后面、啊、
And so very often I would tell my companion to walk behind me.
因为听说魔鬼是抓后面的人。
Because I heard that devil will collapse the one behind.
如果三个人呢、啊，当然我走中间了、啊。
And of course, if there were three people, I would be the one in the center.
啊，每一天都要经过坟墓，很害怕。
And every day I have to pass by the cemetery, and I'm very afraid.
后来渐渐长大了，听圣经了，才知道原来啊，坟墓最少魔鬼，最少最少。
Then later, as I grow up and I begin to study the Bible, I realize that there's very little devil at the cemetery.
因为这个撒旦工作的对象是人，是活人。
Because the target of the work of Satan is human.
那这个坟墓都是死人的骨头，他在那边干什么？
However, in the cemetery are all the dead corpses. There's no work for Satan.
所以我认为这个大都市，犯罪的场所，那地方啊，魔鬼最多了。
Therefore, I believe that in urban cities, and that is areas where there's most human living, that is a place where there's most work of Satan.
那到底魔鬼住在哪里呢？
However, where does Satan dwell?
第六节这样说。
Verse 6 it mentions.
说有一天呢，神的众子在神的面前集合了。
He says that one day the sons of God came to present themselves.
说撒旦在其中。
And Satan was among them.
什么叫做神的众子？
What does it mean by the sons of God?
这个神的众子啊，有两种解释。
And there are two kinds of explanation.
第一种解释就是天使。
First is angels.
说有一天呢，众天使在神的面前集合，撒旦在其中。
And that is to say, one day all the angels gather before God, and Satan is among them.
所以神才问撒旦呢，你从哪里来的？
Therefore, the Lord asked Satan, "Whence have you come from?"
撒旦回答说，我在地面上走来走去的。
And Satan replied that from going to and fro on the earth.
意思就是说我居无定所。
That is to say, I have no home.
所以我说撒旦是无业游民啊。
And therefore, I can say that Satan is
就是没有工作的那些混混呐，小流氓啊。
And that is to say, he's a jobless person.
第二哈，这个神的众子是指的信徒。
And the second explanation of the sons of God refers to the children of God.
就是说神的信徒在集合的时候，就是在做礼拜的时候。
That is to say, when the members of the church, when church members come together,
撒旦来了。
For services, Satan comes.
那我个人呢是赞成第二种看法。
And I myself believe the second explanation.
这个神的众子就是指弟兄姐妹在聚会的时候。
The sons of God refers to the brothers and sisters who come for church services.
因为我一向认为啊，这个撒旦在天堂啊已经没有地位了。
Because I often believe that Satan has no place in heaven.
所以这里成了众子啊，我是不太赞成指天使的。
Therefore, the sons of God referring to angels, I do not believe in this.
那弟兄姊妹在聚会的时候，撒旦会来哦。
That is to say, when brothers and sisters are gathering for services, Satan will come.
有的弟兄姊妹说，哇，我们奉耶稣的名聚会，撒旦怎么敢来呢？
Then some members will say that.Since we have our service in the name of Jesus, how can Satan come?
你错了。
You are wrong.
我们聚会的时候，撒旦也会来。
When we are having services, Satan will come as well.
所以有些时候在聚会的时候啊，弟兄姊妹当中啊，有小部分会受邪灵啊。
That is to say, sometimes among our members, some of them will be possessed by evil spirits.
我们台北教会啊，有一个阿哪执事啊，他常常看到聚会的时候魔鬼来了，一个信徒闻一闻，嗅一嗅。
You know.Taipei Church, we have a deaconess, Anna, who often see devils coming into the church services and will be going around the
members. 那真是很怕。撒旦在你旁边这样嗅，你还在打瞌睡，还在睡觉，不赶快醒过来。
And the deaconess, Anna, will be so anxious, and that is to say, the devil is sniffing against you, and you're still dozing off.
还有那个撒旦啊，闻了闻信徒以后，自言自语，这个烟味很重，这个有酒味。
And the devil will even claim to themselves, saying that this member has a strong odor of alcohol, and the other one is smoking.
当然那些都是异象的。
And all these are visions, of course.
这个很臭，像猪。这个绵羊的味道。
And then some will sniff. This like a pig, and that's like a lamb.
聚会的时候，撒旦会来。
When we have congregation services, Satan will come.
这个有圣经根据的。
This is according to the Bible.
你看我们的主耶稣在办圣餐的时候，撒旦都来。
When you look at Lord Jesus holding the Last Supper, Satan came as well.
连耶稣在办圣餐，撒旦都敢来了，何况我们在聚会，撒旦怎么不敢来呢？
Since devil dared to even visit the Last Supper of Lord Jesus, why would he not dare to come to visit us?
主耶稣在办圣餐的时候，犹大要领圣餐。犹大。
When Lord Jesus was giving out the Last Supper, Judas was about to receive the bread.
撒旦在旁边看。撒旦在旁边看。
And Satan was observing beside him.
看看犹大有没有拿圣餐来吃。
To see whether he take the bread.
他看到犹大真的拿圣餐饼吃了。
And he saw that Judas took the bread.
所以撒旦马上跟着下去。
And Satan immediately followed him.
你看主耶稣在办圣餐了，撒旦在旁边看。
Therefore, when you see Jesus holding the Holy Communion, Satan is beside him.
所以这个第六节，神的众子在神面前的，我是站在这个聚会的时候啊，撒旦来了。
Therefore, in verse 6 here, it records that the sons of God came. That is, it refers to the members ourselves.
中国人说啊，知己知彼，百战百胜。所以魔鬼要来听听道理啊，传道在讲什么？
That is, there's a Chinese saying that if you know your enemies, you will often win the battle. And that is, Satan will also come to hear the truth.
撒旦要想要怎么样对付这个地方的信徒。
The Satan is trying to scheme against the members of the church.
所以保罗说，魔鬼是空中属灵界的恶魔。
Therefore, Paul says that the devils are of the evil realm.
彼得说，撒旦好像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行。
And Peter says that the devil is like a roaring lion prowling along the earth.
可是有一个地方啊，有一个地方撒旦最喜欢住的。
However, there's one place that Satan loved to dwell.
什么地方？
Where's this place?
人的心。
The heart of man.
人的心呢，是撒旦最喜欢住的地方。
The heart of man is the place that Satan loved to dwell.
请看马太福音十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
四十三节。
Verse 43.
马太福音十二章四十三节。
Matthew 12 verse 43.
乌鬼离开人的身屋子里去，到了就看见里面空闲，打扫干净，修饰好了。四十五节，便去另外带了七个比自己更恶的鬼来，都住进那里。那个人幕后的情况比先前更不好了。这里谈到有一个人、被乌鬼侵入了。
Here he spoke of a man who has the unclean spirit.
人的身体啊，魔鬼很喜欢住哦。
And Satan loves to dwell in the body of man.
那这个人呢、这个人被乌鬼就是肮脏鬼了，肮脏鬼进入他的身体。
And this person has the unclean spirit in him.
那一进去啊，这个人就不喜欢洗澡了。
And once this unclean spirit is in him, he does not want to bathe.
啊，衣服也不换了。
Nor does he change his clothing.
满身臭味啊。
And so, therefore, he's filthy.
那这个乌鬼啊，住在这个人的身体住太久了，很厌烦，就出来了。
And this unclean spirit was bored living in this body of man. Therefore, he
离开身体以后啊，就在这个无水之地啊走来走去。
Once he has gone off the man, he passed through the waterless places.
什么叫做无水之处？
What does it mean by waterless places?
无水之处啊，有两种看法。
And there are two kind of explanations.
犹太人指为这个无水之处就是旷野。
The Jews refer to it as the wilderness.
另外一种解释就是世界。
And next is the world.
我个人是比较赞成第二种看法，世界。这个世界就是无水之处。
And I'm more inclined to the second explanation, that is the world is the waterless places.
就是这个肮脏鬼啊，离开这个人的身体之后，到世界去，要到处找一个可以休息的地方，但是找不到。
And that is to say, this unclean spirit, once he leaves a man, he will walk around the waterless places in the world to seek for rest.
四十四节，这个魔鬼就说了，那既然找不到安歇之处，我要回到本来啊，我那个家，就是那个人的屋，那个身子里面去了。
And verse 44, the devil says that since he cannot find a place to rest, he will return to the house where he come from. That is the
bottom. 这个魔鬼回来的时候，看到这个人已经打扫干净了，因为这个乌鬼离开以后啊，他晓得洗澡了，晓得放衣服了，当然比较干净了。
And when the devil comes back, he realizes that the body of man is put in order because he is not no longer any of any filth.
可是这个人啊，没有迎接耶稣基督，没有把圣灵真理啊迎接在心，所以里面空的，啊空闲呐。
However, this person, because he did not invite Lord Jesus into his heart, and his heart is empty.
好，四十五节，他就另外带了七个比自己更凶恶的鬼啊一起住进去了。
And verse 45, he says that he brings along seven other spirits more evil than him to live there.
这个人呢、本来一个鬼，后来没有鬼，现在是八个鬼。
And this person, at first, he was possessed by one devil. Then later, there is no devil. And however, the third time, there's eight devils living in him.
所以主耶稣说，那个人幕后的景况比先前更不好了。
Therefore, Lord Jesus says that the last state of this man is worse than the first.
我们人的身体可以住很多魔鬼。
The body of man is able to dwell many devils.
有人说要住在哪里呢？
And where do the devils dwell?
这个魔鬼有时候住眼睛呢、是让人眼睛很肮脏。
Sometimes the devils dwell in your vision and allow your sight to be.
有时候住嘴巴, 所以让你讲话 很肮脏。
And sometimes he dwells in your tongue and you will speak.
有时候住在心, 所以让你的心呢, 很黑暗。
Sometimes he will dwell in your heart and there will be full of darkness.
魔鬼可以住在人的身体。
The devil can live in the body of man.
怎么住, 我不知道。
I do not know how he dwells.
这是灵界的问题。
That's the problem of the spiritual
realm. 但是一个人的身体可以住很多鬼。
However, the body of one man is a place for many devils.
所以你看我们中国话说什么这个人啊是酒鬼啦，啊什么色鬼啦，贪心鬼啦，啊肮脏鬼啦，这么多鬼通通住在一个人的身体，因为人身是魔鬼最喜欢住的。
And just like some Chinese saying, saying that this person is alcoholic or he's greedy, and that is there's many of these devils dwelling in him.
那个路加福音记载有一个抹大拉的玛利亚。
In Gospel of Luke mentioned Mary Magdalene.
这个玛利亚说有七个鬼在她身上。
And Mary Magdalene is possessed by seven devils.
后来主耶稣把她赶出去了。
Then later, Jesus cast out all these devils.
有一个姐妹啊，她以前啊被魔鬼困扰。
There's one sister who was being possessed by evil spirits.
后来啊，她信耶稣好了。
Then later, she believed in Lord Jesus and she was healed.
她做见证啊，她说我的身上有100多个鬼啊。
And she bear testimony saying that she has over 100 devils living in her.
人家说你怎么知道？
Others ask her, how do you know?
她说我怎么不知道呢？大大小小常常在我身上出出入入啊，有矮的，有胖的，啊，有男的，有女的，怎么不知道？
And she says, of course I know, there are so many of them in me, big ones, fat ones, tall ones, skinny ones, male and female.
马太十二章这个人是八个鬼。
And in Matthew, this person has eight devils.
路加第八章啊，玛利亚是七个鬼。
And in Luke chapter 8, Mary Magdalene has seven devils.
我们这个姐妹是100多个鬼。
And this sister of ours has over 100 devils.
还有一个更厉害的。
There's even one that's more powerful.
马可福音第五章啊。
Mark chapter 5.
那里记载有一个人。
It records one person.
被一大群鬼住进去了。
Who has legions of devils in him.
然后主耶稣来了。Then
later Lord Jesus
comes. 哦，这个魔鬼马上哀叫了。And
then the devils begin to lament.
说主啊，我的时间还没有到啊。Saying
that Lord, my time has not arrived.
你要叫我受苦吗？
Are you here to make me suffer?
耶稣问他, 你的名字叫什么?
And Jesus asked him, what is your name?
他说我名字叫群。
He says that my name is Legion.
魔鬼要求容我到猪群里面去好吗?
And he requested, may I dwell in the swine?
大概主耶稣也答应了。
And Lord Jesus permitted.
所以魔鬼就冲进猪群里面去了。
And so this legion of devils rushed into the herd of swine.
2000只猪一下子冲光了。
And 2,000 swines rushed down into the pool.
所以那一大群鬼到底有多少不知道。
And so we do not know how many devils are there indeed.
所以啊，我们一个结论就是说， 人的心呢， 撒旦最喜欢住。
Hence the conclusion that the heart of man is the place where devil loves to dwell.
所以我常常比喻啊， 人的心就如同撒旦的别墅一样。
And therefore I often compare the heart of man as to the villa of Satan.
今天呢， 我从这个山上到这个西里这边来啊。
And today, on my journey here, I was passed by the mountains.
看了好多好多的房子啊。
I saw many lovely houses.
有十几万的、30几万的、200多万、400多万都有，我都看过了。
200, 400 thousands of them.
人的心呢，就像那个400多万的那种了。
The heart of man is like the house that costs over $400.
这个撒旦呢，最喜欢住高级别墅，越高级他越喜欢住。
And Satan loves to dwell in expensive villas.
所以人的心一旦被撒旦住进去了，这个撒旦就不喜欢出来了。Therefore,
if once the heart of man is a dwelling place of Satan, he will not want to leave.
你看那个犹大要卖耶稣。If
you look at Jesus, Judas who wants to betray Jesus.
后来啊，犹大的心被撒旦占了。Then
later his heart was overcome by Satan.
撒旦不出来。Satan
refused to leave.
一直到把耶稣钉十字架了。Right
to the point when Jesus was crucified.
犹大才醒过来。
There was a time when Judas was awakened.
后来他就吊死了。
Then he hanged himself.
所以撒旦住进人心，常常是不出来的。
Therefore, when Satan has entered the heart of man, he will refuse to leave.
再看那个扫罗跟大卫。
Then we look at Saul and David.
扫罗怨恨大卫。
Saul is envious of David.
恨到要置他于死地。
And he hate him to the point of death.
因为撒旦住进他扫罗的心中。
Because Satan has entered the heart of Saul.
一直到最后，扫罗自杀了。
Right to the point where Saul took his own life.
撒旦才离开。
Then Satan left.
所以圣经一再警告我们啊， 不要给魔鬼留地步啊。
Therefore the Bible often warns us that we should not give chance to Satan.
我们往看到这个外邦人哦， 一个慕道者， 换邪了，来信耶稣，祷告，鬼可以出去。但是信徒一旦被魔鬼住进去呢，很难赶出去。
And very often when we see a Gentile or true seeker who's possessed by evil spirit, the spirit can be cast out and believe, and then the person believe in the Lord. However, if a church member were to be possessed by the evil spirit, Satan will not leave.
犹大因为贪心出卖耶稣。
Because of greed, Judas betrayed Jesus.
扫罗因为怨恨大卫被魔鬼住进去。
Because of envy, Saul allowed Satan to enter him.
这个就是所说的魔鬼留地步，给魔鬼留地步。
And that is to say, they have left chance to the Satan.
好，现在我们再谈谈撒旦叫什么名字啊
？And now we'll look into the names of Satan.
这个撒旦也有名字啊
？Satan also have names.
先看启示录十二章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 12.
第九节。
Verse 9.
启示录十二章第九节
Revelation 12 verse 9
大龙就是那古蛇又叫魔鬼名叫撒旦是迷惑普天下的他被摔在地上他的使者也一同被摔下去这里谈到魔鬼的四个名字
And here are recorded the four names of the devil
其实啊这个魔鬼名字太多了
In actual fact he has many names
好像这个那恶者
Like the deceiver,
或那迷惑人的
or the of the one that,
或者是世界的王
or that is the devil and Satan,
或者是邪神
and the king of the world,
邪神、啊、
or the ancient serpent,
这些都是撒旦的名字
All these are the names of devil.
这些我们暂时不管，我们谈谈这四个名字就够了
And we'll look into these four names first.
这里记载撒旦有四个啊，鼎鼎大名。
And here it records the four well-known names of the devil.
这四个名字是响叮当的哈。
And they are very well-known.
第一啊，叫大龙。
First is the ancient serpent.
第二叫古蛇。
First is the great dragon. Second is the ancient serpent.
第三叫魔鬼。
Third is the devil.
第四叫撒旦。
Fourth, Satan.
好，我们来谈谈魔鬼这四个名字哈。
Here we'll speak about these four names of the devil.
这个四个名字都有它的意思，非常奇妙。
And these four has their own significance.
第一啊，叫撒旦。
First is Satan.
没有信耶稣的人，你问他怎么叫撒旦，他大概不太懂。
If you ask non-believers, they would not know this name Satan.
因为那个伊拉克的总统也叫撒旦啊，哈桑撒旦啊，所以还以为是伊拉克总统呢。
And that is the president of Iraq is also named
撒旦的意思哈，原文的意思就是反对、抵挡。
Named Sudan Hassan, and the original meaning of Satan means to rebel.
主耶稣说：“我曾经看到撒旦呢、啊，好像心从天上掉下来。”
Lord Jesus once says that I saw Satan falling like a lightning.
所以撒旦原来的意思就是反对、阻挡，一直在阻挡。
And the meaning of Satan means to oppose.
今天呢、啊，假如一个信徒不断的在反对好事。阻挡人做圣功，这个就是小撒旦一个。
And today, if a member were to oppose the holy work, and that is good work, and it is a small devil.
啊，我老是在反对众人的意见。
And that is he often opposes the opinions of.
我抵挡啊，抵挡人做善事。
And oppose others to do good work.
这个就是撒旦。
And that is Satan.
你看那个《使徒行传》里面记载，有一个人要信耶稣啊。
If you see the person recorded in Acts who wants to believe in Lord Jesus.
后来一个行邪术的人在那边捣乱。
Then later, a sorcerer was there to confuse him.
所以保罗就责备他。
Therefore, Paul rebuked him.
撒旦充满你的心。
That Satan is in Satan has filled your heart.
你要暂时眼瞎了。
Then that you'll be blinded.
因为他阻挡人听道理的。
Because he opposes others to listen to the truth.
所以今天呢，我们不要这种反对人、抵挡人的行为。
Therefore, today we must not have this attitude of opposing against others.
第二叫魔鬼。
Second, the name is devil.
什么叫魔鬼呢
？What is a devil?
魔鬼原文的意思就是控告。
And the original meaning means that he
控告人。
That he will accuse.
啊，毁谤人。
To accuse men.
说谎的。
To speak of lies.
这三个意思就是魔鬼的意思了。
And this means the devil.
控告。
To accuse,
毁谤
and to
说人的坏话了
that is to speak lies,
说谎话
to speak lies against others,
这个就是魔鬼的意思
and all this means devil.
所以今天我们在教会里面，如果无缘无故去毁谤人呢、啊、
so therefore, if today we were to speak against others.
或者常常喜欢说谎话。
Or we would like to slander or speak lies.
这个人就是魔鬼。
And this person is a devil.
或者是无缘无故要控告一个人。
Or he will slander against others out of no reason at
all. 这个就是被魔鬼得到了。
And he is being overtaken by Satan.
你看那个约伯哈，约伯是一个大好人哦。
If you look at Job, he is a very righteous person.
可是有一天呢，魔鬼就控告，向神控告了。
However, one day, Satan accused of him in front of God.
我说这个约伯敬畏你啊，难道没有原因吗？
And he says that there must be a reason why Job is afraid of you.
你这样子用恩典保护他。
That you are protecting him with all your blessings.
他当然要敬爱你了。
Then of course Job will fear you.
如果你把他财产毁掉的话。
If you were to abolish all his wealth.
他就会当面弃掉你。
Then he will give you up.
这个就是控告。
This is accusation.
所以不要控告人。
Therefore, do not accuse others.
不要毁谤人。
Do not slander against others.
不要常常说谎话。
And do not speak lies often.
才不会变成小魔鬼。
Then you will not become a small devil.
第三呢，这叫做古蛇。
And third is the ancient serpent.
古蛇啊，应该是啊伊甸园那条蛇了。
An ancient serpent refers to the snake in the Garden of Eden.
古蛇是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
古蛇就是弯曲的意思，弯弯曲曲啊。
The serpent,
弯弯曲曲
it means that it is crooked.
第二就是狡猾。
Second means that it is cunning.
第三呢就是诱惑迷惑。
And third means to deceive.
这个蛇啊就是弯弯曲曲的啦。
If you were to observe a snake, it goes about in a
crooked way. 我第一次到马来西亚去啊。
When I first visited Malaysia.
有一个弟兄开车带我去山地去访问。
And the brother was driving, he drove me to visit the churches.
我看那个路旁有一个标志。
And I saw a road sign.
后来一条蛇。
And with a sign of a snake.
我就告诉那个开车的弟兄，弟兄小心哦，这个地方啊，蛇很多哦。
So I told this brother to drive carefully because there's many snakes in this area.
他说啊，不是啦，山路弯曲啦。
He says that no, the road sign does not mean snakes, but it means that it's mountainous roads.
三度弯曲什么画蛇干什么？
And I say that why do you draw a snake when it means the mountainous roads? 我说我们
台湾的三度弯曲是画一个 S 啊，写一个 S.
I say that in Taiwan, the sign S refers to the mountainous roads.
他说，你们台湾的山地比较不弯，我们比较弯呢，所以画蛇了。他这样讲。
And then he explained that because our paths here in the mountain are more crooked than yours in Taiwan.
所以蛇哈就是代表弯弯曲曲。
Therefore, snake it means a crooked way.
很狡猾。
Very cunning.
有些人呢、做事说话弯弯曲曲的，不正直。
And that is to say, some people they are not straight in their dealings. They are crooked.
那就好像一条古蛇一样哦。
Then they are like an ancient serpent.
我们台湾有一种蛇哈，这样圈打圈打圈圈圈，然后一个头上来，这样子，不晓得叫什么蛇哈，一个圈圈圈圈这样子，哇，很厉害哦，很狡猾。它往后退更厉害，往前面去还不要紧呢、
We have a certain kind of snake. Of which name I do not know in Taiwan, which coils itself up and then it will be the head will be stiffened and it is very good in backing rather than going forward.
有些年轻人啊，骑着摩托车这样啊，弯来弯去啊，这样走路啊，我们叫蛇行。
And then for a youth who is driving a motorcycle, going around in the S way, we call it going around like a snake.
所以为人不正直，说话不正直，弯弯曲曲，就是古蛇一条。
So if a person is not righteous or straight in his dealings or in his words, then
最后一个名字叫大龙。
And the last name is Great Dragon.
什么叫大龙呢？
What is the Great Dragon?
大龙是代表残忍。残忍，很残忍。
Great Dragon, it means cruelty.
吞吃。
It means to swallow.
大力。
And mighty in power.
龙在中国是很好了。
And for the dragon, as a Chinese symbol, it is a good symbol.
所以我们常常说中国人是龙的传人啊。
Therefore, we often mention that the Chinese are descendants of dragon.
可是在圣经里面，龙是魔鬼。
However, in the Bible, dragon is a devil.
所以弟兄姊妹在结婚的时候，我们那个礼饼啊，都不喜欢用这个龙凤，为什么呢？因为那个龙一出来，好像不太好。
And therefore, when the church members are engaged in marriage, they usually will not use dragon and phoenix on as the cover of the gift.
那因为龙是很残忍, 要吞吃人,
because dragon is a symbol of cruelty.
这个就是告诉我们一个人啊, 为人如果残忍, 没有爱心, 就是一条龙。
That is to say, if a person is cruel and brutal in nature, he has no love, then he is like a dragon.
所以你看那些流氓啊, 大流氓, 小流氓, 全身都是赤龙啊, 龙一条啊。
So therefore, if you were to see some of the delinquents with dragons tattooing over their bodies,
我在台湾啊, 曾经到这个监狱啊, 去布道。
In Taiwan, I've once pastor in the prison.
那个时候我们在我们的马公啊, 那个地方, 啊, 那个监狱的典狱长啊, 是我们教会的信徒。
And at that time in Ma Kong, which is a region in Taiwan, the head of the prison, the commander of the person in charge of the prison is a member of our church.
那他叫我去布道。
And he asked me to pastor.
那一天呢, 他陪我从这个大门进来, 啊, 从这门进来。
And on that day, he accompanied me.
那个礼堂比我们这边差不多大一倍，很大。
Into the fellowship hall, and it is larger than our present chapel.
那位典狱长就是我们的弟兄啊, 陪我进来以后, 他去坐在前面第一个, 就坐下来, 就把我丢在那边了。
And then our church member, he left me aside when he took his own seat.
哇, 礼堂坐满了所有的囚犯啊, 坐在那边。
And then in the big hall is seated all the
有一些是无期徒刑的, 有一些是判15年的。
All the criminals who were imprisoned, and they have all long sentences.
我正在站那边不晓得怎么办的时候，有一个囚犯从中间跑出来，跑得很快哦，我吓了一跳，还以为要打人哈，那都跑到我的前面5-6尺，就向我敬礼，敬礼。And
because I was standing aside, and suddenly one of the criminal rushed in front and towards me, and then he started to salute me.
然后就说这个恭请传道正道，我才晓得原来是向我敬礼，所以我就上来了。
And I was quite afraid. I thought that he's going to hit me. However, he says that, welcome you, preacher. And then
before I came up. 台上一看下去啊,
and when I looked down from the pulpit,
简直是动物园啊, 什么狮子抱了虎了一大堆啊。
And it seems like a zoo to me because all of them have all kinds of animals tattooed on their bodies.
每个脸呢, 看起来都很凶的样子。
And all their faces seems to be very fierce.
如果不是典狱长请我来讲道, 真的会吓死人啊。
And if I was not being invited to for a sermon, I would be afraid.
战战兢兢地把50分钟的道讲完了。
And so I delivered the sermon with trembling and fear.
那下去以后, 那个班长又来了, 又向我敬礼。
And later when I left, the coordinator came up and saluted me again.
典狱长就陪我出去了。
And then the person in charge of the prison accompanied me off.
我说怎么搞，你怎么不想一讲，吓死人了。
And so I asked him, why don't you tell me earlier? This is scary.
传道人魔鬼都不怕了，怕流氓。我说传道人就是怕流氓，不怕魔鬼。
And then he says that you're a preacher, you should not be afraid of delinquents. Rather, you're afraid of Satan. But I say it is vice versa.
他说你有没有看到他们的身上都很多图案呢？有没有看到？ 我说看到了。
And then he asked me, do you see many of the tattoo figures on their bodies?
他跟我讲啊, 你没有看清楚了。
And he told me that you have not observed closely.
他说你看有的那个赤龙啊, 是龙尾巴哦, 不是整条的, 如果龙尾巴, 那个是小流氓啊。 到了5-6年以后啊, 比较大一点点了, 又把中间插进去, 再刺进去, 十几年了, 大哥大了, 就把龙头刺进去啊, 那一整条就是不怕死的, 大流氓啊, 你知道吗? 那个图案不同的。
And then he started explaining to me that there are many differences in terms of these tattoo signs, because some of them are only a small delinquent with the tail of the dragon, and later as they rise up in their hierarchy, they will engrave the body of the dragon, and then if they become the leader, they will have the head of the dragon.
我虽然看不懂，但是有一件可以肯定的啦。
Although I do not understand, but there's one thing I can confirm.
就是所有的流氓啊, 都是赤龙、蛇、虎豹, 没有赤绵羊的, 没有。 绝对没有。
And that is what I observe is that all these delinquents, what they tattoo on their bodies are often figures such as dragons, snakes, or lions and leopards, or all the ferocious animals. You won't see a meek lamb that's being cartooned.
我是没有看过，各位有没有看过大流氓吃绵羊的？没有，绵羊被人欺负啊，所以一定要龙，要虎，要豹，显得很威风啊。
Because you will not see a lamb being tattooed because it means a meek and they will be harmed by others. Therefore, dragon is a symbol of power for them.
所以在圣经里面，这个龙啊，也是很大的力量，很残忍，在吞吃别人。
Therefore, in the Bible, dragon is one that is brutal and will swallow others.
啊，彼得也是这样说，魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子。
And Peter also says that Satan is like a roaring lion.
所以龙代表残忍。那么今天我们在家里或者在教会。如果要欺负人，好像龙要吃人啊，那就是撒旦了。
And dragon is a symbol of brutality. And if you were to oppose against others and want to dominate over others, then you are like a dragon.
主耶稣说，撒旦要得着你，得着我。
And Jesus says that Satan demands to have you.
那我要怎么样胜过他呢
？So how do I overcome him？
好，我们最后看路加福音二十二章。
Let's look at Luke.
32节
Verse 32，
路加福音二十二章三十二节
Luke 22 verse 32，
但我已经为你祷告，叫你不至于失去信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。主耶稣说啊，我已经为你祷告了。
Here Lord Jesus says that I've prayed for you.
撒旦要得到你，但是我已经代替你祷告了。
That Satan demanded to have you, but I have prayed for you.
所以当你回头以后，你要去帮助你的弟兄。
Therefore, when you have returned, you have to strengthen your brethren.
主耶稣告诉我们了，要胜过撒旦，就是要多祷告。
And here, Lord Jesus says that in order to overcome Satan, we must often pray.
今天我们看弟兄姊妹软弱了。
Today, if we see that our brothers and sisters are weak,
好像要被撒旦抓去了。
They are weakened in faith, and it seems like they are going to be swallowed by Satan.
我们就应该呀为他祷告。
Then we must pray for them.
假如我们自己知道我软弱了，
If we know of our own weaknesses,
我要警醒祷告。
We must pray with alertness.
这样子我们坚强起来了，才能够去帮助那些软弱的弟兄姐妹。
So that when we are strengthened, then we can help our weak brethren.
所以撒旦虽然很猖狂啊，很凶恶。
Therefore, although Satan is ferocious,
但是我们靠祷告，我们就不怕。
However, once we depend on prayers, we are not afraid of him.
这个就是主耶稣所警告彼得的话。
And this is what Lord Jesus warned Simon Peter.
我们就根据圣经呢，谈这些撒旦的种种啊，让我们了解他。
And so, according to the biblical scriptures, we can allow to understand book of Satan.
也接着了解撒旦，来提防撒旦的工作。
And also through understanding the work of Satan, we can guard ourselves against him.